Last weekend, I went for a run down by the river and I passed a car that had one of those bumper stickers that said, marriage equals one man and one woman. And I saw the woman sitting next to her car and I just wanted to go up to her and say, this is who I am. My name's Trish Harvey and my partner and I have been together for almost 14 years. I have a 3-year-old, I have a 6-year-old. Why do you hate my family?
Trish Harvey and her partner Terry Stallo live in La Crosse and work in education at the university. Stallo describes their family as normal in every sense. She says she and Harvey are committed to one another and dedicated to educating and raising their two small boys.
If you get it down to the personal level, to who we are as people and what we contribute to a democratic society, I don't know what there is to hate.
Stallo says they have less to fear about what the amendment will do to them legally. She says they've used adoption and other legal alternatives to protect themselves and their children.
It's not just the message at all that's sent to our sons. It's the message that's sent to all children that discrimination is okay.
Stallo points out there's already a law that says she and Harvey can't marry. Harvey says it was easier not to speak out against the amendment, but a line of a couple dozen signs she and her partner see daily on a church boulevard as they take their 6-year-old to school prompted her to do so. The signs say marriage is between one man and one woman. Vote yes.
It's so painful to drive by there every day. And first of all, that it's a religious institution is disturbing. If I was a member of that church, I can't imagine, you know, there's gay people that belong to that church and how they must feel. And just to have that reminder every morning as we take our son to school and every afternoon when we pick him up.
The couple shopped schools for their 6-year-old. Stallo says the one they chose has very understanding teachers. Still, she worries what might happen as her son grows older.
Our 6-year-old, you know, he got a new folder today. I gave him a UWL folder to put in his bag, and the first thing he said is, oh man, wait till I tell my friends that I got a folder from where my mom's work. I thought about, you know, at what point is he going to be coming home and saying, well, they say I can't have two moms, or they say that's bad, you know, and I guess I'm an eternal optimist who hopes that, you know, that's not going to be the case.
Harvey and Stallo say they fear polls showing the amendment will pass are right, yet Stallo says they remain optimistic it won't. And still she wonders what the effect is on others of the signs they see as they drive by the church.
I think of the conversations that we have in the car as we drive by, and I wonder the conversations that exist in those other cars. I wonder if it's parents talking about, yes, we have to stop this, we have to make sure that same-sex couples, that those gays don't have these rights, or is it people talking about, you know what, we need to be in a more loving and just and society built on equity and respect.
Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.